When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, April the 26th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Man charges an officer with two knives. A woman hits customers in the drive-thru lane. And the Pope declares a 14th century blind layperson a saint. A police officer fatally shot a man after a traffic stop in Nashville on Saturday after he charged at the officer with two large knives. Metropolitan Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron said in a press conference that the shooting took place in the city's Bordeaux neighborhood. Aaron said, quote, "The passenger immediately got out of the Mercedes with two large butcher knives, one in each hand, and began running around erratically." He also commented that the suspect who was shot was transported to Vanderbilt University Medical Center. In other news, a Georgia woman was arrested after hitting three teenage fast food workers with her car in the midst of an argument. The Clayton County Police Department said in a news release last week that officers responded to an undisclosed fast food restaurant about 20 miles south of Atlanta. There, they found that there was an argument between 36-year-old Sharia M. Palmer and the workers. Security camera footage showed the juvenile workers arguing with Palmer, who was in her car. Clayton said in the press release, quote, "Upon arrival, officers learned a verbal altercation occurred between the three juvenile employees of the incident location and the customer in the drive-thru line. When the workers walked away, Palmer drove onto the curb of the business and hit one of the juvenile workers, who was then hospitalized. Palmer was charged with aggravated assault after being arrested." Finally, Pope Francis declared a blind 14th century Italian lay Dominican a saint Saturday using a process known as equivalent canonization. The Holy See Press Office said Saturday that the Pope had authorized the extension of the liturgical cult of the Blessed Margaret of Castello to the Universal Church during a morning meeting with Cardinal Marcello Semeraro, prefect of the Vatican Congregation for the Causes of Saints. She would now be inscribed among the saints via the procedure, also called equivalent canonization, where the requirement for a miracle attributed to the candidate's intercession is waived. Our quote of the day comes from Saint Monica, "Nothing is far from God." Coming up, our saint of the day, he was the tribunal secretary in the court of Emperor Herodias and had a reputation as a highly intelligent, honorable man. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, did you know seasoning your ribs and pulled pork is easier than you think? With Mike Church's Beast and Butt Rub, you don't need to spend hours finding the perfect ratio of herbs and spices. Beast and Butt Rub is an award-winning blend of herbs and spices perfect for ribs, pork chops, or pulled pork. Wow your family and friends at your next barbecue and order your bag of Beast and Butt Rub today. Go to MikeChurch.com/rub.
Our saint of the day is Saint Marcellinus. He ruled the Church of Rome for 9 years and 4 months. By the orders of Emperors Diocletian and Maximian, he was taken prisoner and brought forward to offer sacrifice to the idols. At first he refused and was threatened with various kinds of torture, and for fear of the threatened suffering, he put down 2 grains of incense and sacrificed to the gods. This gave great joy to the infidels, but caused the faithful immense sadness. However, under a weak head, members rise up and make little of the threats of the princes. So the faithful came to the Pope and reproached him severely. He realized the gravity of his error and offered himself to be judged by a council of bishops. The bishops responded, quote, "It is not possible for the Supreme Pontiff to be judged by anyone, but you yourself weigh your case in your own mind and pronounce your own judgment." The Pope, repentant, lamented his fault and disposed himself, but the whole gathering immediately re-elected him. When the emperors heard of this, they had him arrested again. He absolutely refused to offer sacrifice to the idols, so they sentenced him to be beheaded. Then the persecution was renewed with such a fury that in 1 month, 17,000 Christians were put to death. He governed the church from 293 AD to 304 AD, during the terrible persecution of Diocletian, who caused him to be beheaded. A gifted UK student overcame incredible odds, facing homelessness as a teen and going to school. She has earned her degree from the University of Liverpool. Sarah Brunson was just 15 years old when her family broke apart, and she was left without a home during her school years. For a time, Sarah got by couch surfing with older friends and even found shelter sleeping at her school. When staff learned of Sarah's homeless situation, they helped her enter a program called Powerhouse Liverpool, which offers, quote, temporary supported accommodation for young people aged between 16 and 21. Now having graduated from Liverpool University, she has returned to Powerhouse as a professional, offering help to young people in need. The successful student now has her sights set on a master's degree, and she hopes to become a lawyer for death row inmates, noting that on her crowdfunding page that 1 out of every 10 death row convicts is innocent. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.